Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. Don Ahern joins us, chairman of the Ahern family of companies, here for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Hit the open road with a truckload of cash free play in one of three luxury travel trailers during the $250,000 travel time giveaways. Thousands in weekly giveaways plus $7,500 in grand prizes guaranteed. And a new travel trailer or $35,000. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. And we're joined by Don Ahern, who is the chairman of the Ahern family of companies and the owner of this property. And as always, thank you for supporting the program. And thank you for always allowing us to tape our show here.
Sam, you're always welcome at the Ahern Hotel.
Well, thank you, sir.
Our motto is, our hotel's your hotel.
Well, thank you, my friend. Let's start out with, we saw some poll numbers the last few days that President Trump is ahead in Nevada by 12 to 13 points.
Yes, sir.
Any surprise there at your end?
Well, it's a pleasant surprise. Kind of a surprise, you know, that it could be that much of a lead. But it's a welcome surprise, and I kind of want to say it doesn't surprise me, but, you know, it's just so good to see things finally starting to turn.
There is potential to do fundraisers here at the Ahern for President Trump?
Absolutely, yeah.
How many people can you accommodate in your downstairs area if you were to do something like that?
Well, if we were to have a big event, you know, then it would typically be about 1,100 people. Now, the max capacity of the room is about 1,600 people.
And you are friends with President Trump. We've talked about that on the program before.
I sure like to think of him as a friend. I've sure enjoyed my time with him. He's pretty grand fella.
Okay, so let me ask you this. For people that only see the news, and they don't understand who Donald Trump is, who's the Donald Trump you know?
Well, the Donald Trump I know is very similar to my entire career in construction. You know, he's just kind of a man's man. He's a construction, a developer kind of a guy. He just enjoys seeing things get built and made better and do the right thing in every way, you know? I've made my whole living around construction environment, you know, building all these hotels in town. We had all the equipment and everything. And so I've dealt with that type of an individual as a customer. And over the many years, they've become my best friends. So being around Mr. Trump was very comfortable to me.
What do you think about all these lawsuits? Is it just political, in your opinion?
Well, I think it is. You know, they're just, they're taking their shot, and, you know, they're throwing lemons at him, and he's turning them into lemonade. I mean, frankly, I think they're the ones that are going to be the reason to get him elected. At the end of the day, people don't like to see that, and as President Trump has said, you know, the only thing standing between me and the law is Donald Trump. If they get him, then who's next? You know, I mean, I've had run-ins with the justice system throughout the state and even in federal courts, you know, and it's really hard to get treated fairly in the justice system. But this is pathetic. This is so wrong.
One of the things that surprised me in one of the lawsuits is the accusation about inflating your value, your net value, to get a loan.
Yeah.
And lowering your value to get a tax break. I don't know of anybody that doesn't have that philosophy. Nobody wants to pay more taxes than they need to. And yeah. When the bank comes back, Deutsche Bank in this instance, and says, hey, we made money on the deal.
Yeah.
I don't see where the case is. And you know me, I'm down the middle, so I'm not supporting Mr. Biden or Mr. Trump. I'm just laying that out there.
Well, you need to take a position.
Well, in this particular instance, I'm saying that it's ridiculous for any business person or anybody.
Listen, banks don't believe for one minute anything you tell them anyhow. They believe nothing. You know, I've spent my whole life dealing with banks, and over the course of 70 years that I've, my family and myself, you know, we've done billions of dollars, you know, not tens of billions, but many billions of dollars worth of borrowed money from banks. And they have their own third-party appraisals. They have in-house appraisals. They have to, according to regulation. They don't have any choice. They don't have any right to. The bank couldn't take his information and believe upon it if they wanted to. So it might be some information that, you know, gets you to first base where you're talking about values and so forth, but it's always third-party appraisal that banks rely upon.
Yes, and otherwise they would not be following their own covenants.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there is the potential here in the near future, potential for a fundraiser here at Ahern for the president. It wouldn't be a public affair, from my understanding. Is that right?
Well, most of the events that we have are private or semi-private. You know, usually groups, clubs, Republican clubs, different types of organizations that have their own list of people that are members of their organization and so forth, and but people get invited to come along and participate. So we have a lot of events, and we're pretty happy about trying to raise money for many of the different political races, you know, anything from, you know, particularly senator, congressional races, and even presidential races. We would be honored to raise money for those causes.
I got a photograph mm-hmm. of you and George Harris, my good friend, mm-hmm. and Phil Ruffin.
Oh.
And so you guys finally got together, because I've been asking you about Phil for years.
Yeah.
For those that may not know, Phil is the owner of Treasure Island yep. and Circus Circus, and yeah. he has 100 acres across the street from the Ahern Hotel.
Yes, he does.
What did you think of Phil Ruffin? Because I'm a big fan.
You know what? He was incredible. Humble.
Yes.
Quiet. Very kind man. I felt privileged to meet him. You know? I'd sure like to see him develop this property across the
right.
street from us. We were so hoping the Oakland A's would have come in there. It would have been a real boost to our property here, you know, at the Ahern Hotel. I mean, literally, we're only a couple of hundred feet across the street here, right? It would have been great, but I don't know what Phil's going to do with that property, but you know, they are using it as a event area, and there's big events going on there almost regularly now.
One of the things that Phil told me when we talked about the New Frontier deal, where he literally made over $1 billion profit on that, and it was 38 acres on the strip. It's now sitting there owned by Wynn, but they're not developing it at this point. Mm-hmm. But he said to me that was always a land play. It was never about the casino. It was always about the land. Oh. And so I'm presuming that the Circus Circus deal is also a land play with 100 acres. And now at probably the most exciting part of the strip, which is here by the convention center, the Sahara Hotel, Fountain Blue just opened up. There is talk of the a new project right next door to Fountain Blue. And so you're positioned, and so is he,
for the walkway.
For more dramatic growth.
The north end of the strip is really going to be an up and comer. I think you'll see a lot of change here.
All right, well, I'm going to ask you about some of that change. Let's take a break and we'll come right back.
Okay.
Don Ahern after this timeout.
Turn your clunker into a caddy during the Cadillac and Cash giveaways at Tamarack Casino. Weekly cash drawings including $5,000 cash and one top prize of $10,000. Win the grand prize of a Cadillac CT4 or $40,000 in cash. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
It lurks around every corner.
Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley.
UMC Quick Care, for all your small calamities.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Don Ahern. He is the chairman of the Ahern family of companies, and we record right here at the Ahern Hotel. So, last time we talked, you had bought a whole bunch of land behind the current hotel property. My understanding is that
about a bit,
We don't have a date yet, but what are you looking at potentially putting back there?
Well, we're actually in the architectural phase, and we're just on the onset of that. But yeah, the goal or the scope of the project is build more hotel rooms. You know, we've got 204 rooms now. You're in one of them,
right?
And we'd like to kind of get up to about 500 rooms. So we need about 300 more rooms over there. And we also need a conference center or a convention center that, you know, we have about 25,000 foot of event space right now over there. And it's more event type of it, not convention. We need some place where we can drive heavier forklifts or heavier products and stuff on the floor. And so we're hoping to put in a 50,000 foot of convention space. We need to put in some parking spots, a couple of layers of parking, and then hotel rooms up to the top. And then we're going to put a meeting and kind of a ballroom, if I could call it that, on top. That'll have a 360 degree It'll be rectangular. The property's rectangular. So won't be the biggest project Vegas has ever seen, but it'll be nice for us.
Well, but the bottom line is that you bought this property out of bankruptcy from its previous ownership. Mm-hmm. And your ideas that we first talked about a couple of years ago have all pretty much come true. I mean, you looked at it as a place
stage
where...
Stage by stage.
Yeah, bit by bit.
Yeah.
So in fact, let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the things that you've done here, because I think they're a great model that not everybody has looked at. So we'll be right back after this timeout.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Don Ahern. He's the chairman of the Ahern family of companies, owner of the Ahern Hotel here in Las Vegas. First of all, I want to ask you, do you have any timeline? You said you're working on the architecture for this new building. Do you have a timeline for it?
Yeah, we'll be going through the architectural and the engineering all throughout this year. Hopefully we'll near the end of that phase prior to the end of the year. And then next year, we'll go through the permitting and the entitlements and all of that stuff.
So maybe 2026 by the time you can break ground?
Yeah. Hopefully the end of 25 or the 26 at the latest, yeah.
The concept you came up with, because this was a gaming property, you took out all the gaming, mm-hmm. and that if you had conventions in town, that if they wanted to have breakouts, that they could come over here mm-hmm. and take the whole property
yep.
or individual mm-hmm. parts of the property.
Yep.
That seems to have worked quite well.
Well, it works pretty well. We have 50 to 80 little events every month. You know, many of them are quite small, just little corporate events and so forth. But we've got the comedy show going quite nicely now, you know. In our theater, it's actually quite nice. It's very, very boutique, you know. Kind of like the old Vegas, you know, like
right.
the lounge and
yes.
some of that stuff.
Exactly.
You know? And we've got some great comics, some great speakers coming through. And then down below, we've got some great events going on. We only can do about 150 people in that theater, you know. Then a home run for us would be somebody bought out the whole hotel and then maybe they start about noon and go into the theater and give out some awards. Then we kind of usher them into the Vita Bella, which is a kind of a wine cellar type atmosphere. And do a lot of mingling and getting to know each other. And then we move them right into the Joel's Chop House. And everybody has a nice dinner. And then they fall back into the theater and have some entertainment and fun at night. And then they go to bed.
I was surprised that you opened such a high-end steakhouse here at the property, but my understanding is it's doing very well.
Yeah, so we have two restaurants, and we have Ottimo's, which is downstairs, and that runs from early in the morning till late at night, and then the Joel's Chop House is actually more of a fine dining, a nice place. And you really need to come and see it. It's very nice. Has a beautiful view through the windows to the Strip properties, looking to the south up the Strip, and you really enjoy it. We have steak and lobster and tomahawk steaks from Australia, the ragu, and on and on and on. People are finding it. It's kind of a little secret, but it's being discovered every day. Trying to think.
I want to bring up chocolate. that's the latest addition here.
Yeah.
And my waistline is going to suffer from this because I'm a chocolate indulger. But you're making all kinds of gourmet chocolates and truffles right here on property and with a little shop.
Yeah. So we have a chef in the back, Chef Andrew. And he just seems to be a miracle maker when it comes to chocolate, and not only make it taste good, but the way he sculptures, he's like an artist, you know, and the chocolate is amazing. It's some of the best. And now, we're not in the chocolate business to make money, but we're in the chocolate business to have fun. And when you come to Joel's Chop House, and when you leave, you might want to go through the chocolate place and pick up a little something to take home with you. It just kind of adds to the fun. It's a great experience, and that's what we provide, a good, wholesome, positive experience when you come out. We've got people that are now coming every week. I mean, we got people that haven't missed a week. I mean, they come there all the time.
Well, and it seemed, I was in the showroom, your son Ryan is an award-winning pianist and singer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he had a band playing for Mother's Day, and it was terrific. But it was Old Vegas was in there.
Yeah,
you know,
Old
I mean,
Vegas,
it was great.
Yeah. Yeah, it is great. And you know, we've got this gentleman, Mike Leonetti. Leonetti, if I say it right, used to have, the kitchen, Mama's Kitchen, up in Summerlin. Had quite a following. And so he starts this weekend with us, and he'll be in that Joel's Chop House. So you'll actually not only be able to come and have dinner, but you're gonna have a show. And for local people around town who know Michael, he's incredible.
All right, so let's turn our attention to other ventures. Now,
all right.
People who follow this show know that you sold Ahern Rentals to United Rentals a while back. But now you continue with your manufacturing companies. Tell me what you're doing at Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, because you're building there.
Yeah, so I'm hauling a lot of stuff up to Idaho, and if it starts with fun, I send it up there. If it starts with work, I keep it down here. So
I got to learn that.
Oh, you know, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and everywhere within, you know, a big ring, 100 miles or so around it, it's just a beautiful place.
Yes.
And you know, it's a land of very conservative thinking folks. You know, they're patriots, they're Americans, and I really feel comfortable up there. They're making me very happy, and I'm building some homes. I'm building some pretty extravagant structures up there that I'm actually fabricating here in Nevada in our factories down here. We're in the modular business.
We've talked about that in the past.
So we're building that. I just put together a 5,500 foot home. It was about 24 truckloads, and put it all up in less than a month. And
that's amazing.
You got a home. Well, we do Dutch Brothers and many others, quick serve restaurants, and quite often when our product shows up in 2 weeks, they're serving coffee, and then we're doing hotel. We just did the Topak Hotel down on Route 66, where it crosses the Colorado River. It's a marina right there. And now they're coming right back for phase two. So hotels, apartments, we're doing 1,000 apartments down in Arizona on a project.
Well, now, are you also doing housing for mining camps, things like that? Because we talked about that a little bit before.
Yeah. Now, what you've got to understand is that there's workforce housing of the old tradition. Really wasn't that great, but it was certainly better than sleeping in the car.
Sure.
Okay. But now those types of operations have recruitment problems, they have retention problems, they have suicidal problems. There's a lot to it going on out there in the world on these. So we're building up modular apartment complexes that can stack up all the way to four stories. And they're really nice now. This workforce housing is actually nicer stuff than I lived in when I was in college, you know, by a long shot. So this one mining operation that we're putting 132 apartments in it, they've got over 100 people living in the cars right now. And man, this has come out of the car like a Taj Mahal. But you know, the price of minerals in some cases, gold, silver, and copper, and things like that, are, you know, they need people, and they got to keep them. So this is not bad.
No, to say the least. And for those that thought that you were going to just take the money and retire, Don Ahern is still going.
I'm still going as best I can, absolutely.
Listen, thank you for doing this, as always. Thank you for allowing us to be here.
Sure.
It's a privilege, and everybody loves coming to visit here.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Our hotel's your hotel, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank
and we'll
you.
Be right back.
All right. Thank you very much.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Snorkel personnel lifts are engineered beyond the industry norm to an uncommon level of safety and durability, and with an eye towards sustainability. They're also designed to be simple to operate and maintain. Snorkel, always at the cutting edge of progress.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching. We'll see you.